A new report from the National Academy of Sciences is certain to add fuel to feed America's constant obsession with weight and the size of waistlines. It turns out that the phrase fat cat is more than just an adage. The growing problem of obesity is not just limited to humans, it's also an increasing problem among the family's pets. As many as 25%, or one in every four, cats and dogs throughout Western society are overweight. Francis Caulfells is one of the researchers who worked on the National Academy of Science report. He's a nutritionist and a professor at Cornell University's College of Veterinary Medicine, and he joins us now by phone from Ithaca. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you very much for asking.
Why is this happening?
Well, there are a large number of reasons, I think, why this is happening, and there are several demographic factors involved. I think pets are now more considered to be part of the family than they were in the past, and so they are treated more like members of the family, sharing in the family meals, being treated, and so getting extra amounts of food than they would from eating just a standard pet diet. Another factor is that I think compared to 20, 30, 40 years ago, many more of our pet animals are either ovariohysterectomized or castrated, in other words, sexually neutered, and that may tend to lessen their amount of physical activity, and that can be a factor. And as far as dietary factors go, I think the quality of pet foods has increased dramatically in the last 20 or 30 years. And they are also more palatable. That is, they're more likely to be eaten by dogs and cats.
How do you know if your pet's overweight?
Well, we in veterinary medicine, we have what we call a body condition score, and we actually rate them according to a scale. But just like we watch our waistline, you can also look at the waistline of your dog or cat. If you look at them from the top, you should generally be able to see a nice tuck in at the sides just behind the ribs when you look down on them. And if you look at them from the side, you should see that same tuck underneath coming up behind the ribs into the abdomen.
So if your cat or your dog is getting a little bit broad through the beam, what do you do to bring the weight back under control?
Well, what you need to do is, just like in people, you have to begin feeding less energy than they are expending. There are now newer diets that are being devised that are somewhat akin to the Atkins diet that has been popular among the human population.
Wait a minute. The Atkins diet for dogs?
The Atkins diet, yes. You can take your dog for a jog. You can play with your cat more, have it chasing some sort of a toy, and that will, of course, expend more calories than they would if they were just lying on the floor or on the couch, the typical couch potato. But you really have to do that in spades, in my view, which you're going to get a really significant amount of weight loss in that manner, though it's a very good thing to do.
As cats and dogs carry this excess weight, how does that affect their health?
Overweight animals have an increased probability for diabetes, for heart disease, cardiac problems, for joint problems, arthritis problems. There's been one study recently that showed that overfeeding can actually reduce the lifespan by a period of up to 2 years. And they certainly, just like overweight people, do not have as much ability to move around, to exercise, to do the sorts of things that we would hope that our dogs and cats can do.
Professor Caulfells, thank you for speaking with us.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for asking me.
Francis Caulfells is a nutritionist and a professor at Cornell University's College of Veterinary Medicine. He was talking to us about a report published by the National Academy of Sciences on the growing problem of obesity among pets.